Okay, so welcome to a podcast extra, which we're titling From the DPD's Desk. Our Director of Professional Development is Dr. Afraz Adam, and I'm joined by Afraz today to take a look forward at what 2019 has in store for the college. So welcome, Afraz. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me today, Guy.
So if we start, we've got a list of things to go through, and the first thing is the urgent care boot camp that you've recently announced. So what can you tell us about that?
Yes, Guy. This is a very exciting venture for our college. It's one of our newest ideas, and it's one of our most formal boot camps per se. It's going to be held on September 14th, which is a Saturday, at the Cordis Hotel in Auckland. Now, the idea of the boot camp is derived from the fact that we tend to have very long conferences, long presentations where the attention span fades after the first 10 minutes or so. And therefore, we wanted an idea of having an intense, rigorous day of urgent care presentations, which was sort of similar to our day-to-day clinical practice in urgent care. And therefore, we came up with this idea to have a boot camp, which is going to be a one-day intense, fast-paced day packed with lots of short clinical cases and vignettes, which resemble our pressures of day-to-day urgent care practice. So it's sort of a conference, sort of a seminar, sort of a symposium, all rolled into a very intense boot camp. And it's the first time we're trialing this idea, but we're extremely excited about it. It is the first time we as a college are offering a pure urgent care symposium, which is going to be packed with urgent care scenarios from morning till evening. And we're pretty excited about it. So yes, we'd love everyone to save the date, which is Saturday, September 14th, 2019. And we are hoping that we'll have a big turnout. And this, of course, will be followed by dinner later on in the evening.
Excellent. And we'll keep people posted through the usual channels, including this podcast, as we get nearer. So definitely exactly. Save the date.
Within the next few weeks, I'll be sending an invitation out asking for expressions of interest to be a presenter. You will be a pioneer presenter if you present at this inaugural bootcamp. And there's a lot of CME points to be earned as a presenter or an attendee. And if you are a presenter, you get CME points for preparation for presenting as well. So there's lots of opportunities coming up, and we'd love to have a variety of interests within the scope of urgent care presented on this day.
Fabulous. So that's definitely something to look forward to and save that date. Last year, Afraz, we both attended the inaugural fellowship ceremony, and it was a very big success. It was you were the master of ceremonies that night, and everything went very smoothly, and it was a very entertaining evening. What can you tell us about the fellowship ceremony going forward from here in 2019?
Yes, now thank you very much, Guy. Yes, the fellowship ceremony last year was our first inaugural ceremony, and it was indeed a huge success. Everyone had a fantastic time, in particular the fellows. And the new fellows, they loved the recognition that we gave them. Of course, they deserved their recognition with all the years of hard work that they put to gaining that fellowship. We have decided as a college, the Board of Executives have decided that we will continue this trend, and we will make this into an annual event now. And therefore, we'll be awarding fellowships to all our new fellows on a particular day every year, which in this case will coincide with the day of our urgent care boot camp. And therefore, it's a great idea to attend the boot camp during the day, and this will be followed by the fellowship ceremony and a dinner as well. Of course, exciting. It's going to be fun. It's going to be casual, yet it's going to be a black tie event. So it's something that we can all look forward to.
Yeah, it was certainly a lot of fun last time, and it's great that it's going to become an annual tradition for all the new fellows going forwards. So that's fantastic. Now, the part of your role is around recertification and strengthening the recertification process for all our fellows. What can people expect going forwards in 2019? Is there anything planned on that front?
Yeah, I'm trying to make recertification as exciting as possible. We've all set and tried to complete our e-portfolios and silently cursing the requirements we have because either they're not interesting, B, they're just a chore, something to just tick off the list and complete in a given time without actually deriving any enjoyment or any learning from it. So after attending a few recertification workshops with the medical council last year, and after having lots of chats during the year with other fellows, I've had some amazing feedback from fellows saying that we do need to revamp our recertification program. And whilst we do have some very important core elements, how we could make these core elements more exciting, more attractive, and more fun to do during the year so that it doesn't feel like a chore, but rather something we look forward to doing. So in order to encompass all these ideas, I will be designing a fellow survey shortly to try and collect everyone's ideas, which we'll be sending out through email over the next few weeks. But surveys are online and we can only get a certain amount of information, and therefore I will be following this up with focus group discussions. I'm hoping to do this around the country to visit all our major centers to try and get as many fellows to attend these focus groups as possible. It's a great opportunity for me to meet all our fellows as well and to develop a good foundation for a new recertification program.
So this is going to be a great opportunity for all those people who have maybe muttered under their breath about the ongoing recertification and had ideas of how it could be better. Well, this is their chance to speak up and
get their voice heard. Speak up or forever hold your peace.
So people need to look out for that survey, which you'll be sending out in due course.
That's right. It should be in the next month or so.
Great. And part of recertification is obviously our continuing medical education, and this podcast is part of the way that people can get their CME points, and the boot camp is going to be one way as well. But there's also ways online that you're developing for members, and including a quiz.
I realized it was at a point last year that I realized due to the demands of family life, our urgent care shift work, and other constraints, it's sometimes impossible, if not difficult, to actually attend seminars and presentations and to be actually present in person for most CME opportunities. And therefore, I decided together with the rest of the team that we'll have an online CME experience, which will help especially our trainees as well, help them prepare for the exams, as well as for all our fellows to keep their knowledge up to date as much as possible. And therefore, we're providing this opportunity for our members to stay in the comfort of their own house, dedicate about an hour or so towards this quiz, learn along the way, and gain CME points as well. It tests their knowledge around the various urgent care topics, and they usually get an email notification at the end giving them a score. And the greatest thing is, for every question that's in the quiz, there's a very detailed explanation of what the correct answer is to ensure that they learn, they gain something from this experience. So we've designed our very first quiz, which is a trauma quiz, which is a fit start to the year. And I'm encouraging everyone to go online and try your hand at the trauma quiz. This will be followed every single month with the new module quiz. So this is just another way of getting CME points.
Excellent. And another great way of getting CME points is attending the Goodfellow Symposium on a yearly basis. And that's coming up on the 22nd of March this year. And the RNZ CUC has a presence there, as always. So anything to say on that?
The RNZ CUC has its own urgent care stream, and we've got a good lineup of urgent care speakers here. They'll definitely, it's an immersive experience, and it's a great experience where you can get updates on all the essential elements of continuing medical education, and just a great way to upskill yourself and energize yourself for basically the theme this year is Kills Next Monday. So please go ahead and register online, and hopefully we'll see a whole bunch of you on March 22nd.
Yeah, it's a good chance to meet people, isn't it, to see your colleagues and fellows from around the country. And then on the Saturday, the college has their AGM as well.
That's right. The college has its AGM on Saturday, 22nd of March, Saturday, the 23rd of March. And this is also a great opportunity to meet all our Urgent Care fellows and the current executive board members, and an opportunity to meet the new elected executive board members.
And do you want to say something also about the New Zealand branch of the Choosing Wisely Forum that is coming up in 2019?
Yes, Guy. I believe a lot of people, a lot of our members are already familiar with what Choosing Wisely is all about. They're a great initiative, and they have launched their own New Zealand-based recommendations. Up till now, they were more international and Australian-based, but on 8th October last year, they launched a very specific New Zealand-based recommendation. So it's going places, and it's providing a really good opportunity for all our health professionals to learn more about Choosing Wisely and how to develop and extend their Choosing Wisely work. So for anyone that's interested in learning more about it, or even participating and contributing and being a presenter at the Choosing Wisely Forum, we can go on and register. And there will be an email coming out later with a call for abstracts for the Choosing Wisely Forum as well. So it's another good opportunity to meet like-minded individuals.
Fantastic. And we've got an urgent care fellow who has an interest in point of care ultrasound, and many of you listening might have heard him talk at in the Goodfellow symposiums or seen his little blog posts on the website. But point of care ultrasound is becoming a more and more popular tool in urgent care, and the college is going to start having a discussion around this. Is that correct?
That's correct, Guy. We have Kelvin Wood. He's based in Wellington, and he's been a champion of point of care ultrasound over the past few years, and he's done a number of quality presentations, and which has quite a good following now. And he's been a good representative when it comes to point of care ultrasound in urgent care. Through his work and through watching how general practice and emergency departments are now incorporating urgent care ultrasound, it's becoming more evident that we will, as multiple urgent care clinics have started utilizing this, that we will be depending more and more on this from both an interventional and diagnostic point of view as time goes on. And therefore, we have decided to form a working group, and this working group is now working on developing a college position statement with regards to its support for the use of ultrasound. We will keep you all updated. This will include identifying specific ultrasound workshops which are valuable, particularly for urgent care trainees and fellows. And as we identify this, we'll be spreading the message across to everyone, encouraging everyone to attend a workshop in their own given time. And because this is definitely something that will become part of urgent care, if not in the next year, then maybe definitely in the next 5 to 10 years.
Fabulous. And that kind of leads us on when you talk about these courses that people could do around ultrasound, for example, into the college endorses certain courses for CME points and for continuing education. And that's part of your role as well, as assessing these educational opportunities and deciding if they're relevant to urgent care and going through an endorsement process. So do you want to talk a little bit about CPD and CME in general and how the endorsement process works?
Yes, Guy. Now, I encourage all our fellows and registrars to take on board any continuing professional development activity they come across that tickles their fancy. But unfortunately, when it comes to urgent care recertification, only specific CME opportunities can be credited towards urgent care recertification. And it's needless to say that they have to be relevant to urgent care. And therefore, we are now encouraging all CME providers who are running conferences, workshops, courses, online webinars to actually get their course accredited by our college for a certain number of points. A good example would be the Intrepid Medicine course that is running in Vancouver, which is a great wilderness medicine course, and it has lots of urgent care elements. And we have partially accredited that conference for urgent care points as well. So that's just as an example, but there's a lot happening around the place, and a lot of urgent care clinics, larger clinics, are organizing their own CPD activities. And up till now, these were not been credited. So I'm encouraging any organization that is running or thinking of running a CPD CME activity to actually go online, which we will be having an application form online, to fill out that application form, and that will get it formally endorsed by our college for a certain number of CME points.
And people will start seeing that endorsement appearing on posters and advertisements going forward from now, in the same way as you see the GP college little stamp. There is a specific one featuring our nice new crest, so people can see that, and if they see that, they know that it's been endorsed already, and that it can be used for their recertification. And moving on, the medical council, when we get our annual practicing certificates renewed, they do take audits of our ongoing recertification process, and that means looking at that they contact you at the college to make sure that we're doing what we say we're doing and keeping our skills up to speed, and that involves heavily the e-portfolio. So what would you like to say to people about this, the e-portfolio and the medical council audits going forward?
Medical Council carries out these random audits every quarter, and I'm sure we've all been through this when we're trying to get our APC and we get a notification that we've been selected for a random audit. It's not the most pleasant feeling when you get that certification. It's a random audit taken to ensure, especially for fellows as well, should they're complying with the recertification program. What I strongly encourage is for every fellow to be constantly updating their e-portfolio with, there's a lot of CME opportunities, a lot of things we do during our day that we don't sometimes record as towards our CME points. Including things such as supervising a junior doctor or attending a meeting in relation to the running of a clinic. There could be lots of opportunities. So if you go and look at your recertification manuals, there's a whole list of opportunities which you can delve into to claim CME points for. The most important thing is to keep your e-portfolio updated on a regular basis, including your CME sessions, including your peer review sessions, your last ACLS, and ensure that your clinical notes audit, your approved audits, and your patient satisfaction surveys are all up to date. If everything is up to date and you're complying with the recertification program, then that's a big tick from the college, and medical council leaves you alone. Unfortunately, a few of you may have heard from me, which is not really the most favorite part of my job either, saying that you're not complying. I tend to look at the college as being more supportive rather than punitive, and therefore we say, okay, let's give you 3 months to complete it. And majority of our fellows have been amazing and coming back saying, sorry, you know, life's just been crazy and I'm just going to complete this over the next 3 months. And they've achieved that goal. And therefore, it's good for us to work together to get this completed so that medical council does not get on your case. But unfortunately, if you don't meet the requirement, then it is a requirement from the college's point of view that we have to notify medical council that you're not complying with the recertification program, and then medical council takes it from there, and then it's out of our hands. So the best thing is for us to work together as a team, and I'm sure we will not run into any difficulties.
Okay, so that's more or less a little snapshot of things coming up in 2019 and what people can hear about. Just from a college point in general, though, Afraz, that as well as managing our recertification and the training of the registrars and all the other things that the college does, you're also trying to make sure that there's a community focus for the college. And there are a few things that the college have done and a few things that you're looking to do going forwards to connect the college with the community at large. So do you have anything you would like to say about some of these things that are happening or that have happened?
Thanks, Guy. Yes, I believe as a college, we have a significant role to play in the community. And whilst we are here to look after our registrars and fellows, we should also focus on giving back to the community and making our urgent care presence known in the primary care setting. What we did is, as one of our startup ventures during Christmas, was an office team. We worked together and did a reverse hamper, and we came up with a lovely Christmas hamper for the Auckland City Mission, which was delivered to them on Christmas Day, and that was a very feel-good feeling. So what we've decided to do is, well, I've registered for the 100-kilometre Oxfam Challenge. It's a trail walk challenge in Whakatane on the 23rd of March, and this event is basically a challenge against poverty. I mean, I'm not sure whether most of us are aware, but 1 person in 3 in the world live in poverty. And therefore, Oxfam is partnering up with like-minded individuals to mobilize the power of people against poverty. And therefore, I have signed up for this event. I will be representing urgent care. And this is my way of giving back to the community. We'll be fundraising for this event, and hopefully I'll be able to complete the 100-kilometer trail walk in less than 30 hours, as I've pledged to do so.
And in terms of how our urgent care community can support your endeavours in this worthy cause, will there be a way that they can support you?
Definitely. I've already started going around begging all my fellows and registrars to donate towards the cause, but we will send out a link in the next newsletter asking for any donations. Even a single dollar makes a huge difference. So we'll be posting a link later on in our newsletter requesting donations from our fellows and registrars towards this cause. So it'll be amazing if everyone can support this as much as they can. Hopefully I survive and I come back to report on what the 100-kilometer walk was like.
And we will certainly talk with you maybe for a podcast after that to hear your experiences. So, yeah, hats off to you for doing that. And hopefully those listening can support you in those endeavours. And if anyone else has any similar community-minded things, then you'd encourage them to get in contact with you.
That's right. I will fully support any of our registrars or fellows who would like to carry out any sort of venture to support the community. Please get in touch with me and I will work together with you to ensure that urgent care is represented in that venture.
Fabulous. So as with most of the things we've discussed today, watch this space. You've mentioned the newsletter, we've got the Facebook page, we've got our fabulous new website, we've got this podcast. So we've got many different ways of keeping in touch with the community, and throughout the year we'll be sharing as much as we can and then meeting in person at the Goodfellow or the boot camp later in the year. So this is just a chance for you to set out what 2019 has in store, but it's going to be a busy one. And
It's going to be very busy. It's going to be bigger and better than 2018, which already was amazing and big. But this will be a very exciting. It's a year to thrive.
And getting the term urgent care, the College of Urgent Care, the specialty that is urgent care, kind of seen and heard as an independent specialty rather than kind of a wing of general practice. You know, it's
that's right.
We're growing and each year it's just going to get bigger and bigger. So watch this space, and we'll catch up with Afraz throughout the year as well. So thank you for joining us today, Afraz.
Thank you for having me, Guy.
And we'll be back with our regular scheduled podcasts as always. So thank you very much for listening.